It's basically, it's over the east side, the coastal side of the county from Ipswich eastwards. And it has been very busy on the roads affected by the weather over the last 24 hours. But at the moment, we have three incidents which we've got units at. Two of those are on the A14 eastbound between Junction 57, which is the Seven Hills, and across to Trimley, where we've got HGVs that have jackknifed. So we've got lane closures on there.
Right.
And we've also got a jackknifed HGV on the A1071 at Hintlesham, which again has got means that that road is partially blocked as well.
And presumably those incidents with jackknifed lorries might take a while to clear, so that there could be a knock-on for a while yet?
Yes, certainly. The one at Seven Hills, which is eastbound just before the A12 junction, we've got units still on the way out to that. So therefore, we don't yet have a full picture. But the information is that the lorry has gone into the central reservation. So therefore, there is likely to be certainly at least one road one lane closure, if not both. So that's very much a live job at this time.
Okay, we'll keep you updated on that. And you mentioned a third incident. Is that something else that's just come in?
There's two on the A14. The second one is further towards Felixstowe.
Oh, I'm with you.
Where the an HGV has jackknifed and gone off onto the near side, and the other one at Hintlesham.
Right. Okay.
But overall, it has been busy. I mean, just for reference, in the last 24 hours, we've had 136. Traffic-related incidents. So that's either collisions or vehicles, you know, sliding off the road or obstructing the road. And that's in comparison with this time last week. In the same day, we had just 47. So it's sort of approximately, forgive the math, but approximately three times as many 24-hour period.
So, what's your advice to people heading out this morning?
Well, I would hope that people are going to use common sense. People will, by this time of the year, hopefully have been used to driving in the winter. But the obvious things, really, make sure that people allow extra time for a journey and be prepared that you might get stuck. Have some warm clothes in the car. Make sure your mobile phone's charged up. Make sure you've got enough fuel in the car. Use common sense, really.